The last time we saw early flu, we saw the same strain. It was about 10 years ago. Both A and B, but we're seeing more B cases than A this year. With B, we do see a little more serious cases. Patients who are elderly get a little more sick with this strain. And we have seen already this year 226 total cases in Texas. So we are seeing higher numbers and sicker patients.
Why does this affect the elderly in particular?
The elderly are generally more immunocompromised. You know, they have multiple other medical problems as well. So for them, it generally hits harder.
Isn't the current vaccine supposed to be a match for these strains?
It is. It's actually a good match, too. Generally, patients start getting vaccinated a little later in the year, around October or November. That may be why we're seeing higher cases already, because just people haven't gotten vaccinated yet.
How predictable is the pattern of flu?
It's very predictable. Generally, the cases start appearing in October, November. And a slow rise over the winter months with a peak generally in January. And then by March and April, you see them fall out.
If it's that predictable, is it safe to say we know most everything there is to know about flu or all?
We like
I take it not.
We would like to know what determines which strain comes out every year and where flu goes to hide during those summer months. Flu is capable of mutating. The virus is very intelligent, and that's why every year we're hit with a strain where we may not have seen it in the last few years. So if we could predict, we could have more vaccine and we could have more people protected.
Given that you have to make it well ahead of time, how is it that the makers or planners of the vaccine can be sure they have a match for the strains that may show up?
What you try to do is go based on the major circulating strains in the last few years, and you used those components in making the vaccine, and then you cross your fingers.
What's in it? Is there anything really in it to be afraid of?
The component that some people are afraid of is, number one, it is made from eggs. So people who have egg allergies, severe egg allergies, are to avoid the vaccine. The other components are really parts of the vaccine. And in the flu shot, which is what the majority of us get, there is no live virus. So contrary to popular belief, you cannot get the flu from the vaccine. It's impossible. And the other part of it that patients seem to be afraid of is this notion of a Guillain-Barré syndrome, which was noted many years ago. The risk is very, very minimal. So that's really not a concern for the majority of the population.